It is 6:28. You're listening to 100.5 FM. Good morning. I'm Ray Richardson. Thanks for joining us. Dr. Michael Champy, Dee Dee Richardson, her birthday, and Brad Dyer's in the house. Good morning, one and all.
Good morning. Good to be here.
Good morning.
Happy birthday, Dee Dee.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, Dee Dee.
It's actually Dee Dee's birth week, isn't it?
Keep track.
It's her birth
month. Yes. There you go.
Well, that's really what it's all about. But, you know, we try not to talk about that too much because then other women might get that idea and the burden placed on their husbands would be a lot. Yeah. It really would.
And guess who gets the blame for it, right?
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah. She is my queen and I am happy to serve her. Hey, I do nice things.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever uttered those words before. But, and my wife's probably listening this morning, but she's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
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 You people could not exist if it weren't for us ladies.
Yeah, well, we know that. We're not dumb. We're not unaware.
We understand basic biology, too, unlike half the state of Maine.
I would have to wear my socks a couple of times before they go wash.
Yeah, it's just crazy. Yeah. So we got to go to break here. Bobby Witkowski will join us next. And we are going to ask Bob about this. His daughter was a pole vaulter at what used to be Catherine McCauley, then became Maine Girls School Academy. And we'll ask him, you know, what would his feelings have been? Bob, I'm going to put you on the spot. If your daughter, who was quite good at what she did, had to compete against a boy and lost.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Walmart reports earnings this morning. Some retail analysts believe Walmart saw record sales in the holiday.